Watch, volunteers descend on Louisiana to aid hurricane victims, an honor to serve. By Amy Furr on August 30, 2021. Volunteers from numerous states are on their way to Louisiana to offer what help they can in the aftermath of Hurricane Idaho. Two people are joining over two dozen New Hampshire Red Cross volunteers to aid residents of Louisiana who were hit hard by the storm, were reported Monday. Irv Connery and Dave Lesser plan to drive an emergency response vehicle to the state, and it will be Connery's first deployment with the Red Cross. They were in desperate need of people to go down, and they had a hard time finding people to man the ERV, and so I stepped up, he told the outlet. The pair are going to Baton Rouge and said they anticipate working 12 hours each day. Mainly, our task is going to be feeding. So we'll go around the different neighborhoods and find people that are in need. And we'll set up and feed people, Connery noted. Meanwhile, helpers from Texas are also on their way to assist the residents of Louisiana who felt the brunt of the storm. A team of about 25 volunteers with a dozen emergency vehicles will be heading out from the Texas Baptist Men headquarters in East Dallas Monday morning, Fox 4 reported. The group shared photos of volunteers loading vehicles in preparation for its mission. The units include a mobile kitchen capable of providing 30,000 meals a day, a shower/laundry unit, incident management team, assessors and an electrical support unit, the Post read. Several North Carolina residents are also headed to the Gulf Coast to provide disaster relief. Prior to the storm's arrival, Leonard Big Country Harrison and Rod Doyle had already begun their journey, according to ABC 11. The retired servicemen are members of the U.S. Veterans Corps and whenever disaster hits, they are there to help. Once we had the honor of wearing the uniform and now we still consider it an honor to serve the citizens of this country, Harrison noted. The men plan to rescue those trapped in the path of destruction with Goliath, a 9,800-pound Ford F-250 that during more than 20 hurricanes has reportedly made over 1,000 rescues. To me, it's a way of giving back all I've been blessed with by living in this amazing country and having the freedoms and the opportunities I've had, Doyle said. Meanwhile, a volunteer from Alabama told WWL-TV, "It's just what we do. It's what I was put on earth for. We like it, we love it, we help people. Clear the roads, take trees off houses. Just help people that can't help themselves." He also told the reporter when he was helping during Hurricane Harvey, he cut himself and it became infected and he lost part of his leg. This transpired to where I'm at right now. I got a prosthetic but 1 hour, exactly 1 hour before we got in the truck to come here it actually broke. So I'm back on one leg doing what we do, he said.